What's up and welcome to the Single Player Experience. I'm your host, Sebastian Maldon, and in this episode, I'm going to talk about the most polarizing game of 2022, Gotham Knights. The game came out and there's a huge divide between the critical response and the player response. Critics did not like this game very much. And people seem to be defending this game online, saying that the game is being unfairly judged, that the game is in fact a fun time. Well, I've played and I've beaten Gotham Knights, and I have a lot of thoughts, both good and bad, about the game. So in this episode, I'm going to let you know if the game is indeed a good game and whether or not it is a good single player experience that you should have in your video game backlog. And I'm going to do all that right after the intro. DJ, hit the beat. This is the Single Player Experience, the podcast that helps single player games manage their video game backlog. I'm your host, Sebastian Maldon, and my main quest is to help you manage your ever-growing video game backlog by letting you know which single-player games are worth your time and money so that you can have the best single-player experience. Now, without further ado, let's start the show. DJ, cut the beat. I want to start by saying that I'm a massive Batman fan. Over the years, I've played all the Batman games, read a large portion of the Batman comics, and I've seen every Batman movie. Batman has been my jam since day one. So when a Batman-centric game is announced, I always get excited. I can't help it. I can't help but to look forward to going toe-to-toe with villains like Mr. Freeze, Clayface, the Joker, Riddler, Penguin. You know, all of Batman's rogue gallery. Batman games are always in my most anticipated games list. That is, until the announcement of Gotham Knights. So for background, Gotham Knights is an action open-world RPG where you can play solo or play co-op with a friend. It wasn't made by the same studio that did the amazing Arkham trilogy, but it was made by WB Games Montreal, who made the prequel to the Arkham games, Arkham Origins. In Gotham Knights, Batman is dead, so it's up to you to take the mantle and protect Gotham City. You play as Nightwing, Robin, Red Hood, and Batgirl, and you try to uncover the mystery behind the Court of Owls. It's an interesting and fresh premise, but is this a good game? Let's dive right into it. Gotham Knights always looked off to me. I couldn't quite figure out why, but then I realized it's because the game direction seems to be just as confused as I am. Let me explain. Gotham Knights seemed like a game that doesn't know what it wants to be. It seems like it wants to be a live service game, and it also seems like it wants to be a single-player action-adventure game like the Arkham games were. This game would have been drastically better if instead of trying to be both genres of games, it just picked one and really committed to it. By trying to be both, it feels like it was middle of the road in both aspects of its live service elements and its elements that it has from the Arkham games. Speaking of which, let's talk about how the game compares to the Arkham trilogy. I know, the studio and all the marketing made it clear that Gotham Knights is its own standalone game, that this game isn't tied to the Arkham games or the Arkham universe. I get that completely, but it's hard not to draw comparisons to the Arkham games. For one, it's a Batman-centric game, and Arkham is the standard for those type of games. Not to mention, Gotham Knights borrows a lot of elements from the Arkham games. So, it's hard not to compare Gotham Knights to the Arkham trilogy. That said, when you do make that inevitable comparison, Gotham Knights doesn't quite measure up to the Arkham games. The gameplay itself just doesn't feel as good as it did in the Arkham games. Let me explain. This game gives you a bat cycle to drive around in, but it doesn't feel as good to drive as the Batmobile did in Arkham Knight. In Arkham Knight, Rocksteady also made calling the Batmobile to you really cool. You can call the car to you and instantly start driving all in one motion. In Gotham Knights, the Bat Cycle just kind of magically appears close to where you're at and you have to walk over to it and then get on it. It feels lazy compared to what we got in Arkham Knights back in 2015. That is a recurring theme in Gotham Knights. Everything feels less polished compared to the series of games that came out 10 years before it. Cape gliding around the city isn't as zippy and fun. Grappling is more sluggish, especially without the grapple boost mechanic from the Arkham games. And the open world doesn't have that little details that made the Arkham City and Arkham Knight really feel like those open world games were lived in and constantly evolving. Another critique of Gotham Knights is just some of the decisions they made with the game overall. The bosses feel like damage sponges and just take punches and punches and punches without really being fun boss fights. The pacing of the story is weird and jarring. There are moments where you play this really cool boss fight and then the game just makes this weird decision to make you play three of those same boss fights at the end of the game instead of just having the story progress. The game also isn't mindful of the player's time. For example, the game often has you returning to your HQ over and over again to start the next mission. Even when that next mission is in the open world you're currently roaming in, it seems like a really weird decision, and it just really pads the game out and makes it longer than it has to be. Just a personal nitpick, but I think it was a poor choice to have Tim Drake as Robin in this game. The version of Tim comes across as really whiny, and that doesn't do this character any favors as well. I think Damian Wayne would have been a much better choice. Damian would have brought some much-needed spice to the story, and it seems like a missed opportunity to see how the character would have responded to Bruce's death. Another con of the game is the load times. For a next-gen Series X, S, and PS5 game, the load times are extremely long. It took me back to the olden days when I had time to pick up my phone and scroll through social media during their loading screen. I know I've been extremely negative about the game, but there are some good qualities about it. For instance, the story is actually pretty good. It's good to see the other members of the Bat family also get the spotlight for once. The interactions between the members are also fantastic. They flesh out the characters and really help you connect with them. I gotta say, the intro cutscene of this game is so badass and hits so hard. It's unlike anything I've seen in any other medium of Batman, except for maybe the comics. Honestly, I would have loved to see this story as a live-action movie or even an animated movie as opposed to the game we got here. If you do play this game, do not skip the emails. The emails sent to each character that you play as is fantastic. Especially if you're an overall DC fan. It really expands on the lore and the universe of this world. It was really cool to see emails from characters that I grew up reading and grew up watching. So please don't miss out on the emails. It's probably the best part of about the game overall. So I'm here to tell you that the mixed reviews were pretty spot on. There are some good things about the game. However, those good moments are few and far between. For every step forward, this game takes two or even three steps backwards. The crazy thing is, Gotham Knights has moments of greatness. But those moments of greatness are surrounded by weird creative decisions, a bland and dull open world, and lackluster combat. Some people are enjoying this game. That's great. I'm happy for them. That said, this isn't a good game. Let's be real about it. This isn't a good game. It's a massive step backwards for the superhero video game genre, and it's a game that doesn't think about the players first. Unfortunately, Gotham Knights is a game that I'd ultimately recommend skipping. In this show, we practice the 10 games backlog rule. In this practice, you log down 10 games. Those games are going to be your video game backlog. To be as productive as you possibly can be, we recommend that you only play 3 games at one time. One single-player narrative game, one game that's going to be your chill and relax game, and another game that's going to be your palate cleanser game, which is a game that you play when you're not in the mood for your other narrative games. When you complete or get tired of one game, it leaves the backlog list. Then you decide which new game is added to the list, and which game on the list advances to your active 3 games. So, where would I recommend that you put Gotham Knights in your video game backlog list? Unfortunately, I'd recommend that you skip Gotham Knights altogether. I know that sounds harsh, but this game just isn't worth being in your video game backlog list. Unless you're like me, and you're a comic book fan, and you feel like you just have to experience comic book-centric games. In that case, I get it. If you fit into that camp, just mainline the main story. Get through it as soon as you can, or just watch the story on YouTube. This game really isn't worth spending a whole lot of time on, and there are tons of other games that you can actually be enjoying. Again, I know it sounds mean, but Gotham Knights isn't worth being in your video game backlog list. So, that is the game recommendation of the week that you should consider adding to your backlog list. If you want me or my community of gamers to give you feedback on your backlog list, then join us in the Single Player Experience Discord server. Once you're in, feel free to share your video game backlog list or talk about good single-player game experiences that you've had lately. The The link to join the free single player experience Discord server is in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I hope to catch you in the next one. Peace.